Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Thursday at 4, I got to say, this is one of our favorite weekly spots. Mike Lombardi, VSiN Morning Show, Daily Coach, GM Shuffle. Mike, how we feeling?
We're good. We're doing great. Yeah, everything's really good. Big game this week, Bengals-Eagles, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Be a great weekend.
Yeah, you know, let's start off with the Bengals. So they're 3-4. They were a preseason pick from a lot of people that to be true Super Bowl contenders. They've been playing better. How good do you think they are right now?
Well, and I'm one of those people that thought they could be really good this year. I thought they improved on defense with the addition of Von Bell and Geno Stone at safety, a weakness that they had last year. But their front, they lose DJ Reader to Detroit, and they signed Sheldon Rankins, and he hasn't been to the same level I think they hoped he could have been. Their defensive front hasn't been as good, and people have really run the football on them. I mean, look, they lose the opening game to the inept Patriots because they couldn't stop the run. And this has been going on. Then they play Baltimore. They have a 10-point lead twice in the fourth quarter and give that up. So they win those two games. They look like a completely different team. But they've had injuries. B.J. Hill, one of their tackles, has been hurt. They're relying on a lot of rookies in the defensive front. Hendrickson will be a problem for the Eagles to block. But this team is really about Joe Burrow. They're not a physical team. I would not call them a mentally tough team. I think that the coach, he would rather throw a 3-yard stick route to get a first down than just try to run the ball and be a physical team. Chase Brown is probably their best back, but they have great skill. It's a problem for Philadelphia. I mean, the Eagles have only forced 2 turnovers all season. And so, for as many sacks as they get, sacks are great in the sheet, but really what you want is you want pressures to create turnovers, and the Eagles haven't been able to do that. This game's going to come down to, can this Bengal offensive line protect? And they've had problems at left tackle. Orlando Brown's hurt. The backup, Cody Ford, he's hurt too. So they're really, really struggling this. And their right tackle, Mims, is a first-round pick. So if they protect Burrow, this game will get into the 30s. If they don't, then I think that's when the Eagles have a chance to win it.
Yeah, and if I would imagine the Eagles with the way they're winning right now, Mike, I'm wondering, do they want to keep this a lower game? So in other words, I'm leaning towards, if you're the Eagles, are you coming this game trying to take advantage of that Cincinnati weakness, which is that run defense, and you still lean on Saquon Barkley in this game and you try to shorten the game?
Well, I think what you got to do, when we talk run game, I think people have a great misconception about the run game. Look, the run game, all it does is give you field goals. If you run it 3 plays and all the defense has to do is make 1 play and they're punting. Right. And so you need chunk plays. You need to throw the ball effectively. But what's happened, let's take Detroit as an example. Detroit throws 55 passes against the Bucs and loses. And they go into their meeting on Monday morning and say, that ain't who we are. Right. So Goff hasn't thrown the ball more than 25 times in any of those games. No, he's thrown for 300 yards. He's only thrown 15 incomplete passes in the last 4 weeks. He's been dynamic. But they went in there, but they used the run game to control the pace of the game. And I think that's what Philly's got to do here. You got to use the run game to control the pace. You got to be able to make big explosive plays in the passing game. And you really got to put them on their heels. Baltimore did that. And so I think that's what you want to really do, because this team is going to struggle to hold up. But if you go in there saying, look, we're just going to run the football, nah, that ain't going to cut it. It really isn't.
Well, yeah, I like Detroit is a great example, and I wish we played much better. I mean, much closer to what Detroit does when it comes to the quarterback. But I look at Detroit's quarterback, and he can get under center. He can line up in the shotgun, play action, bootleg, screens. Like, it seems like they have so much available to them with Jared Goff. And so they can do that running stuff because they still have that ability to hit you with the play action pass. Whereas with us, with Jalen, it seems like most of our chunk plays are down the sideline to AJ in one-on-one situations.
That's right. Right. And, you know, because they're no longer the six-back attack, when he was having the most success is when they were using him as part of the sixth running back in their offense, which is hard to do because, you know, you run the risk of getting them hurt. Mm-hmm. To me, I don't know why they don't put him under center. I don't know why they don't have more of a balanced attack in that corner. I think Detroit is living proof of that. You know, you limit yourself in shotgun runs, and you don't take advantage of what the strength of their team is, which is the offensive line. Now, they obviously are going to miss Mulata at left tackle. That's going to be a problem because Hendrickson's a good player that they've got to block. So they got to be really careful over there. You can't let Hendrickson destroy the game. And if he forces, you know, if he forces the quarterback to start running, and we know Jalen, once he sees pressure, he's going to take off and go.
Mike, we've been talking about Jalen, as we do talk about quarterbacks here a lot today. He's had such an interesting career, given the huge amount of success a couple years ago and even the first half of last year until the Eagles slide. And he seems a little lost right now. Based on everything you've seen from him, where do you think moving forward his ceiling is? And is it good enough, I guess, is the very basic question.
Well, you know, in 2022, he averaged 8 yards per attempt, right? And to me, he is really dynamic when he's able to use play action and get going in those areas. I think to me, you know, but what we've seen over the course of his 4-year career is we've seen this, it does become a little bit of a problem. I mean, in 22, he had 122 RPO plays that gained 1,068 yards, 122. This year he only has 30. So what's happened to him is a little bit of the shift in how people are defending him, right? I mean, you know, in 21, he had 95 RPO plays. In 22, he had 122. Last year, he had 89. This year, he's on pace for 30. So I think what's happened is the league has caught up with this RPO game. Mm-hmm. And the Eagles haven't shifted their offense to another style that takes care of what he does well. Again, I've said this about Lamar Jackson. Look, the only play in football that the quarterback has the ability to block somebody is on boots and nakeds, right? It's the only play, because if you're Jalen Hurts and you fake a handoff on the outside zone to the left and you roll to the right, the left end of the defense, he's got to run with you. So they can be in an 8-man front, but you're really in a 7-man front because somebody's running out there with them. And I think, to me, being under center opens up more stuff, but people are stubborn. They see everybody running shotgun. We're in shotgun on 3rd and inches. Hell, I was at a high school game at Ocean City High School the other day, last Friday night, and it's 4th and inches, and Holy Spirit's in shotgun. And, I mean, it was literally maybe not even an inch, and they're in shotgun. I mean, it's the epidemic is spread all over the place. It's ridiculous. It's insane.
I mean,
but we're a copycat industry. When one team does something, we all have to do it. Remember, when I grew up, it was the Delaware Wing Tee. Every high school ran Delaware Wing Tee. That's Tubby Raymond made it famous. But now everybody's in shotgun, and even on the most stupid plays of all, there's no original thinking. And I think, to me, if you're Kellen Moore, you got to think about, what can I do to get back to what he did well? Because the defenses, it's clear by the numbers, the defenses have caught up to the RPO game.
So one of the things that we've brought up a lot, and, you know, when we see an analyst talk about, is talking about him going through progressions and his ability to sort of, what's the word I'm looking for, process things quickly.
Right. But see, that's so overrated, though,
okay.
Spike.
Is it?
See, to me, look, when you run good hard play action, you separate the defense and you run a high-low game, right? So I'm either throwing it high or I'm throwing it low. I got two options. And as I wrote about in Football Done Right, if you really want to understand the passing game in the National Football League, it's all triangle-based. And it rarely are you thinking about going from right to left. You're thinking about running the triangle. It's not Phil Jackson's triangle, but it's similar, right? There's points of the triangle that you're going to throw, and it's within the sight line of the quarterback, right? It's within the sight line. Now, if you want to throw a seam down the right seam, you got to look left to move. You got to move a free safety, but you're really not reading coverage. I think, to me, when you can run hard play action, where you separate the defense, where you draw the linebackers in, there's this huge gap to throw the ball into. And that's why it's so effective, and that's what the Eagles were able to do 2 years ago.
It's such a and you mentioned the under center thing. We've discussed it ad nauseum, and it's so hard from the outside to figure out, well, are they not doing it because Kellen Moore doesn't want to do it, or are they not doing it because Jalen Hurts isn't comfortable doing it? And if he isn't comfortable doing it, is that something that you can fix in the middle of the year?
You know, I think, to me, that's something you should really do in the design program. When you come in, you know, what you really need to do if you're a new offensive coach in Philadelphia is you need to sit down and say, okay, what are the five things that Jalen Hurts does really well? And let's do them. But let's dress them up in different ways, right? This system of football today isn't about doing what the coach wants to do. It's fitting the system around the skill set of the player. Like, look, you take Detroit as an example. Look,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Everybody in the league knows if you rush Goff and you get into the paint on Goff and you make him move right to left and make him feel pressure, he's going to throw the ball early and he's not going to be as good. But if he can stand back there like a Phillies pitcher and check the runners on first and third, he's dynamic. He's really good. And so Detroit invests in offensive linemen. They're firm in this middle of the field. I'm not saying Brown's a great player, but I would not call him like he's a fifth-round pick, right?
Yeah.
And he's a really good player, but they protect the quarterback so he has time to get open. Mm-hmm. I think that's the job of a coach, is to figure out what we do really well, what our player does really well. The strength of Philadelphia is they've got big play receivers on the outside. They've got a dynamic tight end. They can control the line of scrimmage with their offensive line. They should be – I mean, if Kyle Shanahan left San Francisco and came to Philly, how many points do you think they'd be scoring a game?
Well, I would imagine it'd be a lot if the quarterback is playing well.
Yeah, well, he'd make the quarterback play well, because the one thing about the 49er offense is it's easy for the quarterback to read it. It's easy for him. You know, we're throwing the ball here, high-low. We're going to work this side, play action pass. We're going to run this boot. We're throwing the over out here. I mean, it becomes an easier game for him. And I think, to me, that's what you have to do. It isn't about, look, you can't build a system around what you want to do. Your players tell you what you need to do.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Well, because I like and respect you so much, I'm going to ask you to do something that I know is going to raise my blood pressure.
He's
going to
regret.
Yeah, but here is your opportunity to, at least right now at the beginning of the season, wallop a big told you so because Joel Embiid didn't play yesterday.
Well, I mean, look, he's hurt. I mean, and this is going to be the whole story. He's got a bad knee. I mean, I watched the clips on news last night. He could see he's favored his knee. They're not going to say it's his knee. It's a surgically repaired knee that he's had before. But they're concerned about it. He lost weight because of it. I mean, everybody in the league kind of knows about it. They're just hoping that they can manage the knee to where it's not going to swell up and it's not going to be a problem. But it's been a problem going back into the month of August. I mean, I don't understand how they could turn around and give him this huge contract knowing there's no chance. It would be me winning the 100-meter dash. I have a better chance than him fulfilling that whole contract.
Well, rumor around is you can move. Is that you?
No. Like, so to me, this is just another example. They're going down a road where the best player on their team, or the guy that they think is the best player on their team, isn't going to be healthy when they want to. You know, here's what I do want you to think about.
Okay.
Is when is this ever? When is ever not practicing and improving ever made a team win a championship?
Well, I mean, you're going to tell me there's only one, but you asked me, and Kawhi Leonard did it 5 years ago.
Yeah, but I think that's a little bit different. The team was different. They played together. See, this is a new team.
Yes.
This is a whole bunch of new players.
Well, so here's the thing. Not to interrupt you, Mike, but here's the thing. They're in the situation. You could talk about the process and drafting him and yada, yada, yada. But they're in the situation now. And I find a hard, as little a chance as it is that he gets through the year healthy, he's healthy in the playoffs, whatever small chance there is, that is still a bigger chance at this point than moving on and being stuck without a player who is capable of being a top five player in the league. Because that one player is so important in the NBA.
I think they missed their window. They should have traded him 2 years ago when he was really playing well, and they knew his injuries weren't going to last. But that would have devastated everybody in the town, and that would have been hard to do. But and they could have got a boatload for him. But now he's declining. He's older. This is not good. This has got Jeff Rulin written all over it, Spike.
Well, Jeff Rulin was never one of the Jeff Rulin didn't win an MVP.
I don't care, though, but he came in with the pretense that he was going to be a good player, and he never could get healthy.
Yeah, I would say there is far more example of Joel Embiid being elite than Jeff Rulin. No.
I'm not arguing that Jeff Rulin and Embiid are the same player. I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that the franchise counted on Rulin to be healthy, and he wasn't. That's
sure.
The only comparison I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Well, that was incredibly reasonable. And
because what can you do?
Well,
this is the story of the whole year. They're a team. Look, one thing I do know about the NFL, and I think you saw it really closely this year, the teams that practice, and I said this on your show last week, the teams that practice, the teams that work on fundamentals and techniques during the week, they get better and they win. And by the end of the year, they're peaking. But this notion that we can put people in storage, wait until April, turn the car on and it's going to run perfectly is completely foreign to me. And you can cite Kawhi Leonard all you want. I just think this is no chance of working ever. I don't care what anybody tells me.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming on every Thursday at 4. We will.
I appreciate you letting me have that moment.
Oh, come on, man! I'm ready for it. I would be not doing you, the listeners, or me a service if I didn't. All right, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate you.
All right, Mike.
There he is, Mike Lombardi. It'll get better because there will be at some point where they look great for 2 weeks, and I'll give it to Mike.
Oh yeah,
yeah. David in Doylestown, you're on WIP. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, David?
David?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here we all are on the radio.
Yeah, here we are.
Well, so, all right. So, this might be your first time, which is cool. So, when we go to you, then you start talking about what you want to talk about.
Run the ball.
Okay, there
it
is.
Run the ball. Keep Jalen in the shade. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've called him before. I've said this. Let him do his thing. Just keep him in the shade, run that ball, and I think we're going to be okay.
Well, okay.
Run that ball.
Yeah. And it's difficult to score enough points when you just run the ball. That's the problem.
Well, you got to flip the script. Everybody says, it's a passing league. But flip the script, man.
Okay.
Run it. Pound it.
Ooh.
Keep that defense on the field. Keep our defense off the field. That's what I'm saying.
So you want a lot of D and a lot of running the ball.
Yes.
Okay.
And I have something to say to Ike.
I'm here.
Okay, Ike.
What's up?
This is weird, man. My wife had a dream about you. She tickled your belly. That's all I got to say.
Ooh, boy.
Wait,
I don't
she
know
what?
How I feel about that.
What
I
happened?
Don't like that.
She tickled your belly.
She tickled your belly.
Ah.
Oh. So if you're ever in Doylestown,
send along
come
a photo,
on, buddy. My all wife right, will tickle your belly.
I'm sorry, David.
David, give us your go-to meat.
Oh, please don't.
No,
is it Ike?
Never mind.
Bologna and cheese, man. A little mayo. Spices off.
All right. We can take bologna. Yeah. All right, David. I mean, of all meats, taking bologna.
It's got to be fried bologna, though.
Fried bologna. I remember fried bologna, and it is quite good.
Man, fried bologna with cheese? Yeah.
What about we've heard about the barbecue bologna sandwiches. You heard about those,
Yeah, I'm obviously. Out on the barbecue bologna. Yeah, I'm out on that.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. our football team chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Marks. Marks-Jewelers.com. We're going to need a new Twitter question, actually, Jack, because every
you
time
don't like
I
this
read
one?
The, no, well, it's going to fairly
is it
make
poorly word is it poorly worded?
Yeah, it's poorly worded.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, we're going to have to think of a new one. Why don't you think of a new one? Throw it up there. Coming up next, speaking of Joel Embiid, Nick Nurse gave the answer about Joel Embiid that I feel like if he had just given it a day before, may have been a little bit better. He gave a very crucial piece of information in this answer about Joel Embiid yesterday. We will play that for you next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, the NBA is back, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action. Because right now, FanDuel is giving all users 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA. Back to games tonight. We had games Tuesday. We had game Wednesday. We got games tonight somewhere out there. Yeah. I'll tell you, last night, good job, good start. Listen, Milwaukee, forget about them, man. Not worried about that. Not a good start for us, Philadelphia here. But they'll be back on it Friday, right, Jack, is when they play again? Friday, Toronto?
Yeah.
Yep, that sounds right. You can get back on there. And, man, I tell you, the Celtics look like they may be on their way to repeating. Forget about all that. Now, if you're new to FanDuel, just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app